C'est une habitude, c'est une habitude. J'essaie de changer, mais je dois l'admettre. Je me traîne les pieds, cherchant le nord. Je trouve le sud et la poussière grise que je laisse derrière ne va pas retomber. Revenir, attendre le pire qui ne viendra pas comme pour me faire mentir. Aussi bien continuer dans la gravelle, qu'importe le ciel, il peut tomber des clous sur ma tête de bois. Je resterai debout. Je pensais justement à toi. Si par hasard ou par malheur tu croises mon chemin, je t'envoie la main. De toute façon, je tournerai pas dans ta maison. Et si tu penses à me faire mal, que tu m'attrapes dans un filet pour me placer dans un bocal de tout ce qu'il faut.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And what you just heard at the start of the program was something from a Montreal artist named Fred Fortin. He has a new album out called Microdose, and you heard the track called Bocal. And this is some new stuff that he sent in to us. And if you're an artist and you want to get your music played on CITR, you can do the same. Just head to our website and check out the Submit Music section, and you can find out how to get your music played. You can either drop us off a CD here at the Nest in the Students' Union building, or you can mail us one. Anyways, you can find out how on our website. And once again, that was something from Fred Fortin. You can check him out at fredfortin.bandcamp.com. And he has a pretty interesting variation on the Pink Floyd album cover. And it's a painting of a guy shaking the hand of a guy on fire. Anyways, I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And formerly, this used to be the time slot for African Rhythms Radio, but he has moved on and retired from CITR. So this is my new time slot, and previously I had the 10 to 11 p.m. time slot on Fridays. So started off tonight, we're going to hear some new stuff from a Teen Beat alumni named Tracy Shedd, and she has a brand new album out called The Carolinas, and I'm pretty excited to play some new stuff from Tracy Shedd. She's a North Carolina-based singer-songwriter, and she does kind of have a bit of the Teen Beat Records sound, which is Mark Robinson's record label. But anyways, you can hear a track off the brand-new album called The Carolinas. You can hear a track off of it, something called Holding On, and this is one of the tracks that she has a video for. And I'm not sure what record label this came out on. I'm going to have to look into it more, but I think this one wasn't one that's released on Teen Beat Records, obviously. But anyways, you can check out her excellent discography at tracyshedd.bandcamp.com, and that's Shed with two D's. After that, you can hear something from an artist named Common Holly, a new album that came into the station. And I do believe she is based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, Common Holly is based out of Montreal. You're going to hear a track off an album called When I Say to You, Black Lightning. You'll hear a track called Joshua Snakes. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM is brand new stuff from Tracy Shedd. This track is called Holding On. We'll be right back.
you're talking to me. We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was something from a Common Holly based out of Montreal. You heard the track called Joshua Snakes off the new album called When I Say to You, Black Lightning. And you can check out more from her at commonholly.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was brand new stuff from Tracy Shedd, a track off the new album called Carolinas. You heard the track called Holding On. And that's new stuff from a Teen Beat Alumni Records. And this album actually came out on a record label called Science Project Records. And I do believe the digital and CD, stuff like that, is handled by Fort Lowell Records. Really great stuff. And so you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR at the University of British Columbia. And hope everyone's doing pretty good. I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and I got a ton of stuff lined up for you this evening. So up next, we're going to hear something from new release from the new album from Black Belt Eagle Scout. And this is from a artist who is based out of the Swinomish First Nation in the United States. And she has a new album out called At the Party with My Brown Friends. You can hear a track off of it called My Heart Dreams. And this is out on the Saddle Creek record label. And after Black Belt Eagle Scout, you can hear something from a folk singer from London, UK. He goes under the name, his name is Alexander Tucker. And I've played him before. His latest album is called Guild of the Asbestos Weaver, and it's out on Thrill Jockey Records. And it's really great stuff. She makes some pretty interesting, very ornate folk and psych music. If you listen to his discography, it's the early stuff tends to be a little bit more sprawling and instrumental and a lot more psych-oriented. And previous stuff has come out on the ATP Recordings record label, so you know it's a sign of quality. But I do believe that has gone under, but most recently his stuff has come out on the Thrill Jockey record label. And definitely check out some more stuff from him if you haven't had the chance. He's got a really, really great discography. We're just going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Black Belt Eagle Scout. This track is called My Heart Dreams.
I look at this, I finally want me. Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
Cannes Zine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at Cannes Zine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit canzine.ca.
Have a problem with a professor or need help resolving a problem on campus?
The UBC Office of the Ombudsperson for Students is an independent, impartial, and confidential resource to assist students in addressing and resolving concerns about unfair treatment at UBC.
The Ombudsperson is an advocate for fairness for the benefit of all students and the university community as a whole. Learn more at ombudsoffice.ubc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was new stuff from Thrill Jockey Records. The latest is something from Alexander Tucker, a new album called Guild of the Asbestos Weavers. What you heard, you heard the track called Montag, and Alexander Tucker is a UK-based singer-songwriter and has previously put out stuff on the ATP recording label. Prior to that was Black Belt Eagle Scout with a track called My Heart Dreams from the At the Party with My Brown Friends album that came out on Saddle Creek Records. And she's an Indigenous artist, and she is, I do believe, Coast Salish from the Swinomish Indigenous, or First Nations, I should say, in the Washington state. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air for the next hour or so, playing a lot of new music to you. And I'd like to wish a very happy Friday to everyone, including the Fountain Seagull, also known as the Fountain Burb. So anyways, up next, we're going to hear some new stuff from Jenny Haval. Her new album is called The Practice of Love, and it was just released on Sacred Bones Records. And it's featuring a lot of numerous guests appearing on this, such as Vivian Wang, as well as Laura Jean, and something from Felicia Atkinson. She's appearing on a few tracks. You're going to hear the track called Thumbsucker, which is also featuring Felicia Atkinson. And once again, new stuff from Jenny Haval. Hopefully you had the chance to see her. She did come through Vancouver a few years ago, and I do believe she played at the Biltmore. Really, really great show. Had the chance to make it out to that one. After Jenny Haval, you can hear something from an artist named Anne Imhoff, and she has an album out called Faust, which is on the Fantastic Pan record label. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Queen Song. It's really, really great stuff. And once again, that's new stuff from Anne Imhoff. It's kind of a longer album. I do believe it's about 83 minutes. And I do believe some tracks are part of a live event, as well as other tracks are just recorded. So anyways, it's really, really great stuff. So I think we're just going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Jenny Haval.
Too deep, instead of something in the body that glances. It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off Broadway. I can see it now.
Oh.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Ann Imhoff, and that's taken from the album called Faust that was put on the put out on the Pan Electronic record label. Actually, I'm not entirely sure they're all electronic, but anyways, that was brand new stuff. You heard the track called Queen Song, and I do believe that was recorded in Berlin, Germany. And before that, you heard something from a new release from Jenny Haval. The new album is called The Practice of Love. It came out on Sacred Bones Records, and you heard the track called Thumbsucker, which is featuring the artist Felicia Atkinson, who's also appearing on a few other tracks. And Felicia Atkinson is a French composer from Rennes, France. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So we're going to move into a little bit different territory than you've been hearing the past little while. You're going to hear kind of a more punkish-oriented set. You're going to hear something from A. Trazo, who is the work of Aaron Trazo, and he's based out of southern Alberta, based out of Lethbridge, and he's got a new album, or it's an EP called Burger Songs, and it's a little bit more kind of skate or skate punk oriented is what he says here. And if you don't know, Aaron Trazo is the former station manager at CKXU in Lethbridge, and is pretty well known in the campus radio community. And yeah, check it out at atrazoelectric.bandcamp.com. You're going to hear a track off of it called For the Birds. And then after that, something from local punk group called Chain Whip. And Chain Whip have a new album out. I think it's a full album. It's not an EP, I should say. But you can check it out at chainwhip.bandcamp.com. The new album is called 14 Lashes, and you're going to hear a track off of it. Something called Turner Street Ghost Motel. And this is actually led by Joel. Well, not led, I should say. But the guitars and background vocals are by Joel Butler, who is also another Lethbridge-based person. So I guess it's a semi-Lethbridge-based set in this next little bit. So we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is some stuff from Aaron Trazo at Lethbridge. This track is called For the Birds.
Step too far and ask for forgiveness. way home. We've run into some problems and we're just looking for a place to stay the night. Come on, please help us. We set a light on, maybe just a phone call. And the night sets thick and chocolate black hope at the dread. Two more souls are claiming it's nothing yet. To live the crazy staircases in the endless day.
And we're back. That was something from local group Chain Whip. That was 14 Lashes. And you heard the track called, or that was the album 14 Lashes. You heard the track called Turner Street, Ghost Motel. And prior to that was something from Atrazo with For the Birds, taken from the Burger Songs. And that's from the Southern Alberta based punk artist. You're tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from a more kind of a krautrocky, new wavy release from a old synth pop album. I do believe it's a reissued album. I should, as far as I know, it's an artist named D. Ambassade, and it's pretty certain it's a reissue from Nickel House Records. It's called Deustre Commerce. Probably pronouncing that terribly, but it's some pretty interesting synth pop and kind of dark wavy stuff. You're going to hear a track off of it called Green Grenade. For some reason, I want to say Green Grenade, but it's Green Grenade. But yeah, after D. Ambassade, you're going to hear something from a longtime Canadian post-rock group called Fly Pan Am. And these guys haven't been together or put something out in something like 15 years. 15-year hiatus. A lot of these other members kind of went on to other projects under the Constellation Records umbrella. A lot of different other projects like, I do believe such things as, I'm trying to think of what specific albums. Oh, Pos, Chick Chick, Futherez. Panopticon Eyelids, and a whole bunch of other stuff that have all come out on the Constellation Records. Most of those have. Anyways, the new album is called Sace Saw. You're going to hear a track off of it called Bleeding Decay. Really interesting, kind of dubby, krautrocky sounding stuff. Really, really great stuff. Once again, that's new stuff from Fly Pan Am. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from D. Ambassade. New release on Nickel House Records, and I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. And then after that, something from Montreal's Fly Pan Am. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Green Grenade.
Yeah.
from September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up in June.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. So what you just heard was something from a new release from Fly Pan Am. The track was called Bleeding Decay, and the album is called Seist Ka. And before that, D'Ambassade with a track called Gene Ganade off the Duste Commerce record, or no, album that was just released. I think, do believe it was reissued, I should say, on the Nikol Huss record label, is I believe how you pronounce it. Up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to move into some very heavier EBM kind of techno, and a artist that goes under the name Black Color, and that is Black Color, B-L-A-C, and Color is spelled K-O-L-O-R. And you can hear a new EP called Nephi, and you'll hear the title track off of it. And this is off a record label called Ant Zen Records, which is, I do believe, a German industrial label. And I think they put out the previous Black Color release. But anyways, after Black Color, you can hear something from a artist named Tribe of Colin, a new album called Age of Aquarius, and you're going to hear a track off of that, something called Frequency Interference, and it's kind of some acid type techno, a little bit of a dubby sound, but very interesting stuff. Once again, that's Tribe of Colin. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Black Color. This track is called Nephi.
Thank you. Are you a BIPOC individual at UBC who's interested in journalism? Well, the UBC, UBC official student newspaper, has a dedicated space for you. The UBC staff and UBC journalism students have launched the Canadian Journalists of Color UBC chapter Facebook group. We're also aiming to host meetings, speakers, and workshops in the near future. You can search for us on Facebook or give us a shout at coordinating@ubc.ca.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
Canzine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at Canzine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit canzine.ca.
We're back. That was something from Tribe of Colin. That was a killer track. Something called Frequency Interference is taken from the Age of Aquarius album that was just put out on Honest John's record label. And some really, really great, very heavy dub and acid techno. Before Tribe of Colin, you heard something from Black Color, a track called Nephi, which is also the name of the EP that you heard. And that's out on a record label called Ant Zen Record Label. Records that has been around for since the early 90s, making some German industrial electronica for. And yeah, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR at the University of British Columbia. We're getting into the home stretch of the program, and we're gonna keep cramming in a lot more, as much music as we can. And we're gonna hear something from Afro Deutsch up next, which is a new release out on Scam Records. The new release is called Break Before Make. You can hear the track called Blanket Ban. And she is based out of Manchester. And it's the work of Henrietta Rolla Smith. She goes under the name Afro Deutsch. And I do believe she gets a lot of comparisons to some Detroit techno in this album. It's really great stuff. Once again, that's Afro Deutsch. After Afro Deutsch, you're going to hear something from H-Fusion, the track off the new album called Captured Entities. You'll hear the track called Entity 60, and all these tracks are just called entity numbers, but it doesn't correspond to the track number. Anyways, H-Fusion, a really great producer out of Detroit, and he's out on the Death of Rave record label, and this album was mixed by DJ Head. Really, really great stuff. So anyways, right here on CHR 101.9 FM, you're going to hear something from Afro Deutsch, and then after that, something from H Fusion. Right here on CHR, this track is called Blanket Ban. back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some new stuff from Afro Deutsch. That was a track called Blanket Ban. And yeah, so I think we're going to have a hard time fitting in all the tracks I wanted to hear. So I decided to jump back in and talk to you a bit more. But I think what we're going to end off the program with is something from H-Fusion, as like I said, with a track called Entity 60. And then after that, you can hear something from our artist out of Vancouver called Excellent Jacket. And it's making some pretty interesting electronic noise, and a new album that was just sent into the station is what you're going to hear. It's some kind of out there stuff, very kind of harsh and abrasive. So anyways, you're going to hear something from Excellent Jacket. And then if I don't talk to you, stay tuned for more great music on CHR Radio with Skulls Hall at 9 o'clock. And don't forget to check out our website, citr.ca, for more great programming. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from H-Fusion, followed by a local artist named Excellent Jacket. And yeah, I think we'll just get those two tracks in, and then we'll see what we have after that. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is H-Fusion.
Thank you. Try again.